I am a very ordinary woman, I think, and I am quite well equipped to deal with everyday evil. Interrupted sex, tough editorial decisions, and malfunctioning coffee machines. These my mind could readily accept. But my Andrew dead? It still seemed physically impossible. At one point he had covered more than 7/10 of the Earth's surface. And yet here I was, staring at Andrew's plain oak coffin. A classic choice, madam. And it seemed rather small in the wide nave of the church. A silent, sickening dream.
Mummy, where's Daddy?
I sat in the front pew of the church with my arms around my son and realized I had begun to tremble. The vicar was delivering the eulogy. He was talking about my husband in the past tense. He made it sound very neat. It occurred to me that he had never had to deal with Andrew in the present tense, or proofread his columns, or feel him running down inside like a piece of broken clockwork. Charlie squirmed in my arms and asked his question again, the same one he'd asked 10 times a day since Andrew died.
Mummy, where's mine daddy exactly now?
I leaned down to his ear and whispered, He's in a really nice bit of heaven this morning, Charlie. There's a lovely long room where they all go after breakfast, with lots of interesting books and things to do.
Oh, is there painting and drawing?
Yes, there's painting and drawing.
Is mine daddy doing drawing?
No, Charlie. Daddy is opening the window and looking at the sky. I shivered and wondered how long I would have to go on narrating my husband's afterlife. More words, then hymns. Hands took my elbows and led me outside. I observed myself standing in a graveyard beside a deep hole in the ground. 6 suited undertakers were lowering a coffin on thick green silky ropes with tasseled ends. I recognized it as the coffin that had been standing on trestles at the front of the church. The coffin came to rest. The undertakers retrieved the ropes, each with a deft flick of the wrist. I remember thinking, I bet they do this all the time, as if it was some brilliant insight. Someone thrust a lump of clay into my hand. I realized I was being invited, urged even, to throw it into the hole.